Well, Pakistan and India are marking 70 years of independence today and tomorrow. The countries were freed from British rule in August of 1947, but they were also separated from one nation into two. It was a partition that led millions to flee their homes. Many Muslims left for Pakistan, Hindus and Sikhs for India, and as many as a million people died in violence between the different religious groups. It's a bloody history that has been portrayed by India's film industry over the years, and we're going to talk about that now with Siddharth Bhatia, who is founder and editor of the Indian news site The Wire. He joins us from Mumbai via Skype. Siddharth, how important has Bollywood been in portraying what happened in partition?
So Hindi cinema, which is now called Bollywood, has always looked at current issues and given its own take on it. Sometimes it's exaggerated, sometimes it's very garish, but filmmakers have always been alert. But partition is one of those things where Hindi cinema filmmakers have been a little, I wouldn't say wary, but not so, they've not made as many films as one would think. I mean, you could count them and it'd probably be 15 or 20. Some have been very direct, some have been a little roundabout.
Well, one of the films that you wanted to talk about is called Garm Hava. It's from 1973. It's about a Muslim man in North India. It takes place after Gandhi was assassinated following partition. What can you tell us about Garm Hava?
So Garm Hava is actually, I would say, the best film on the subject ever made. It's based on a short story about a Muslim family which decides that it would not leave. And everyone around the patriarch is leaving. So he resists. He says, you know, this is my country. India is my country. This is Agra is my home. There's no reason for me to uproot myself. His family starts crumbling due to various reasons, associated reasons. His brother leaves, his friends start leaving, and slowly he is driven towards taking that ultimate decision. So it's a very sensitively made film, and it's one of those films. Actually, after it was made, it was banned for 8 months. And then after many years, you couldn't find a print. But it's a film that generations have not seen because of this. So here you have this irony. I always remark upon the irony of a film that really captures the whole essence of what happened in 1946, 47, 48, and it was not available. Now it is available, but, you know, younger generations have no time for films like that.
Well, let's talk about another one that you wanted to mention. It's called Nastik. It's from 1954, about a man whose parents are killed during partition. He then has to care for his little brother who gets very sick. And at one point, the man gets into an argument with a priest who refuses to help his brother. Let's listen to a clip. The man ends up attacking the priest and he actually loses his faith in religion. What more can you tell us about this one?
Yeah, so Nastik actually means non-believer or atheist. And this man is, you know, his faith dies in any superior being. Partition is a very important backdrop to the film. The story is about this man and his, you know, immediate family. And there's a very famous song in the film. Which is played in the background while you know, this man is traveling by train. It appeals to God to say, what has become of your world? What has become of, you know, mankind? And it shows in silhouette people killing each other. You can make out that they belong to different religions, but the song keeps coming up in various contexts. It keeps getting played on YouTube. People know about it. And now, because there's a lot of debate and argument in India about religious polarization, it keeps popping up, and younger people have started, younger listeners, younger Indians have started discovering this song. It was a successful film in its time. It's not an art film, yet this is one way of reaching out to the masses to say, that humanity is above religion.
Do you think that any future filmmakers are going to tackle this topic of partition? Since, as we said, it's been 70 years since it happened. They weren't probably alive when that happened.
Yes. In fact, I think they will. But my fear is that there is rising chauvinism, and they will not study it intimately. They will not get histories. The generation is dying. But they will see it in simplistic black and white terms. And if that happens, it'll be a pity, because I think younger generations need to be told. I mean, you know, when filmmakers anywhere in the world make broad brush strokes, then there is a black and there is a white, and that's about it. There's a villains, and there is a token a non-villain. But otherwise, the nuance gets, you don't find anyone, any subtlety, any try to understand the story. I hope that doesn't happen. But I sometimes fear, given how nationalistic Indian cinema is becoming, that that may not happen.
That's Siddharth Bhatia, who is founder and editor of the Indian news site The Wire, joining us from Mumbai. Siddharth, thank you.
Thank you very much.